The New Hope. Programming for ladies. Look at a computer application. Any application will do. Look how things are nested. Window, form, text inputs, buttons all fit into one another. It's a tree. Just like your folders and files. Programmers use nested trees everywhere. Up until a few months ago, maybe days, when the faster LLMs became available, this tree required humans to arrange things and nest them properly. It required sticking human fingers in there. And that translated to humans all the way down. Human maintenance requires humans for maintenance, and you can never automate that. This basically means that every application today is worthless because it still requires a human in the loop. Big corporate software is beyond worthless. It needs the fingers of hundreds, maybe thousands of humans. It's really a nasty situation that demands constant manual labor. In a way, the big corporations have nothing today because a single person with a brilliant idea can automate it all. And with the faster AIs, in just about a week or so. Institutional knowledge, please. AI knows it better and it can improve on it too. They have nothing. Now, imagine the nested application before you starting to sync into the monitor at the nested seams. The windows on the surface. The sidebar is a little bit deeper. The main area goes even deeper in the form inside, deeper and deeper. The labels, input boxes, deeper still. The nesting is revealing itself as depth that represents context and complexity. This depth is where you unleash your AI one level at a time and easily defeat large corporations. You simply tell your AI to make input boxes smarter. Give them graphic styles and rounded edges. And the AI will dig in deeper still, upgrading, repairing, completely focused on one thing at a time, recursing into the microscopic areas that no human finger can touch. It would take thousands of programmers or hundreds of years of programming to get in there. I can't imagine you being impressed by editing text boxes. Well, the same thing applies to Gecko View, the Firefox web browser on the Android. You bring it back to the desktop and convert the Gecko View into Linux View and deep dive into internals to arrange them in such a way so that upstream can continue upgrading your code, and you turn your Linux Gecko View into a custom Firefox browser. Far better than the branded nonsense that you see today. You still receive upstream code updates, but you won't need that for long. You'll fork away with your own AI and take the code base in your own direction. That is the power of artificial intelligence. That is your power today. It's time to pause and notice the presence of artificial intelligence. We made it into this bright and beautiful age, and we have some cleaning up to do. We don't want to throw away programmers, but we need to stop them from programming by hand. And that, in turn, means that you don't need to program by hand to work on state-of-the-art programming and state-of-the-art programming AI, which I think may just be more important. You see, it is better that you are not exposed to conventional programming, because conventional programming is pure legacy now. It makes programmers micromanage machines that are clearly smarter than they are.
Programmers trying to pretend they're smarter than AI is a pretty dumb thing to do, and it is why the world needs you. You are the generation that begins with artificial intelligence, that is the post-legacy generation, free of all the baggage, the better generation, the programmer generation. Yeah. Do not listen to critics. At the end of the day, when their minds become slow and fingers too fat, they ask AI for a solution. They end up asking the same questions. They're not special anymore. And this is not about the new fad of AI recursing to enhance its own intelligence. This is about focusing your AI, sending it down into the deep complexity. It's a wise practice, but also about making updates to reusable components and benefiting a lot, if not all, of your applications. If an AI does make an upgrade, that automatically should enhance all of your other programs. You now have the depth of vision and the idea of universal upgrades. And all you need is an AI that understands your vision. And that is all you. Only you can talk to AI that way. That is your programming and your imagination, the rules you set to keep things clear, to make them understandable to you. And because you are not weighted down by decades of programming legacy, you won't micromanage your systems, and thus they will be more advanced from the get-go. Don't worry, everybody gets stuck in the beginning of a new project, everyone needs to take a different direction eventually, you just ask your AI what you need to refactor to upgrade. Or tell the AI to use the existing system as wisdom for your new hope. And just the moment you thought the whole text was over, here is me with my micromanagement. When it comes to applications, there are two modes of programming. One is push, the other one is pull. Pull is bad, because you pull information from program memory and you re-render it on the screen. This is a manual process. The new and the better way is push. Don't make your variables primitive numbers. Turn them into objects that announce when they change. Little tiny objects. So now your user interface can subscribe to those reactive variables, and when they do change, automatically update itself. You see, the information is pushed from the variable into the user interface. You no longer check what the variable is and re-render the user interface manually. I'm not micromanaging, but if you ask your AI to use the push architecture, then your user interface will automatically update itself. I'm not micromanaging. It's a really nice idea.